problems, anything you're going to ask for. Please, what's in today's plan?
We'll read letter number 13 from Bayit Ba'al HaSulam. You can find it in the Sage's Fruit on page 101.
No, get that fixed.
To my dear, may his candle burn forever. I received your words with a heart full of longing, for you hide yourself from me. Still, you could speak to me in writing. What you wrote, letting me know the exile in Egypt, I wonder. It is common knowledge. They cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. Then, and God knew. If there is no knowledge of the Creator in the exile, redemption is impossible. And knowing the exile is itself the reason for redemption. So why do you let me know at the time of redemption? Truth will show its way. That one who regrets makes his regret known. He cannot withhold himself or hide. Indeed, I feel all of you together, that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow. And instead of now, you will say later. There is no cure for that. But to exert to understand that mistake and distortion, that one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs the salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years, God forbid. This happened to you due to negligence in my request to exert in love of friends. As I have explained to you in every possible way, that this cure is enough to recompense for all your faults. And if you cannot rise to heaven, then I have given you moves on earth. So why have you not added anything in that work? Besides the great cure that lies within it, which I cannot interpret, you should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness into one place as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life. And I have already elaborated on that in all my letters to the friends. I also ask that each one will show his letter to the friends, and so should you. Test me from this day forth to understand and to hear me, at least with what you can do. For then the Lord will open to you His good treasure. To such and such say that he should think for himself. What would he lose by corresponding with me? Why is he hiding himself from me? I do ask of him to strain to see the merits of the friends and not their faults at all, and connect in true love together until love covers all transgressions. Have him look in all the letters I am sending to the friends so as to learn, and let him eat no more the bread of idleness. Where are such and such and such and such? I have not heard a word from them so far. Do tell them to nevertheless hold on to their friends' gowns and read their letters as much as they need, and not to forget that the first question is, did you expect salvation? If they expect salvation, can it be that they will say, is this the work that the Creator desires of them? And if I had to save the lives of one of them, of the friends, I would certainly toil and labor more than you, much less the life of the king, so to speak. Therefore, give much dowry and gifts to the king of the world, and you will be rewarded with the king's daughter, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye.
We can see, we also study from all the original sources of the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the Zohar as well, that in a practical fashion, fulfilling the ascension from this world to a higher world, which is what we must do, it's only possible through our fulfillment in the group, in the connection between us. This is what we study. In contrast, there was the Egyptian exile and the Babylonian exile, the first exile. It's not really an exile because we weren't outside of Israel before, but we were outside of Israel. And afterwards, the exodus from Egypt and the following unity, and afterwards there was spiritual connection in the height of the first temple and following descent, the fall. Everything comes to play in this world according to what happens in the world of Nikudim. As we study, and afterwards you come again to the second temple, and again the destruction of the temple. And thus we did everything according to, correspondingly to the spiritual worlds, like everything descends from above according to the Sefirot, and everything we study in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And what remains for us after these destructions is only ascension, only to ascend from downwards up. And these ascensions, we cannot do them in any other fashion other than through awakening the light which reforms. This is what is called that we use the Torah. When we gather together and connect, and then within groups, when we do this, we attain the, we acquire the light which reforms. In this light is what changes us, corrects us, connects us, and thus we advance forward. And thus, each and every time, from the left, from one side, our ego grows each and every time, like we see in all of these occurrences that happened in the desert. And together with that, we overcome and we pull upon ourselves the light which reforms, and thus we advance. Left, right, left, right. And you can't advance without the strengthening of the ego, which will reveal the necessity of the light. As he writes, Baal HaSulam, that already in the exile we need to receive our impression from the future redemption. Like he writes an article in this for Yehuda, that all of the future forms of the redemption, of the Geula, of the spiritual world, we already need to see them in the exile as far as the Kelim, the vessels, are concerned. The difference between Galut and Geula, redemption and exile, it's only in the letter Aleph, Galut Geula, which stands for Alufo Shel Olam, the Lord of the World. And all these corrections are done by drawing the light which reforms through connection in the group. It seems like maybe a simple task or something not really important, and there's a problem here of our ego, which all the time pushes us away from this, and we are willing to remain in all of the types of relationships, like in this world, that we don't really have to invest in this, in the connection between us. We can wait, maybe, we're okay. But it's a very big problem, because all in all, the spiritual fulfillment can only happen through the light which reforms, and we are in a very unique place where we can draw the light to us only according to equivalence of form. Equivalence of form can be if we have a group of 10 of people, men or women, that connect between themselves, attempt to connect between themselves as if they are one. And then the upper light illuminates, shines on this connection towards the center of the group. And then everyone, all of the friends, receive an influence from it, and thus they grow. And this is the matter of Exodus from Egypt, when we very much want to work in this fashion, in connection in the group, then we receive the okay, the green light to come out to exit Egypt. If we leave, if we exit, then we come to the state of connection in a mutual arvut, mutual guarantee, and there is hatred around us, the Mount of Sinai, the Mount of Hate, but we are willing to go forward only towards the connection. This is really, these are really the steps which we must walk, go through. We need to be very pleased that we are living in a very unique point in history, when all of the world enters this awareness of the crisis. It's not that the crisis is growing. It's not growing. It's being more and more revealed. We are already, like Baal HaSulam says, the shattering already happened. But now we are revealing it. It is revealed right in our eyes, the extent to which we are in a state of mutual hatred and distance from each other, and how much we don't care about anything, and all of humanity, how much it doesn't value, the extent to which it doesn't value life, and how we don't see how much you can attain and acquire throughout this life, and the fact that we have this very unique opportunity to reach the upper universe, upper dimension. And if I can't attain all this, then what do I need this life for? I'll go get drunk, or maybe I'll get high with some drugs, and so forth. And thus we come, like just now, they send me very unique, very special articles about the extent to which people join this organization of ISIS, how many young people from all over the world get drawn to this terrorist organization. People are seeking some kind of purpose to their life, and they can't find it. We must connect, bring the light which He forms, and reveal this towards them, towards all of humanity. Push away, get rid of anti-Semitism through this work, because they feel that we have the key to their happiness. We ourselves aren't aware of it. We must reveal it and reveal it to everyone, and thus we will bring the world to a good state, and we'll fulfill our destiny also towards the Creator. Any questions? Men, women, please. In what fashion are we asking? I don't know. I can't see. I don't even see where people should be asking. Oh, there's microphones on the tables. Very well. Who wanted to ask? Is there a woman who wants to ask?
No.
No? Yes, ma'am.
Happy holiday. Thank you very much for this wonderful invitation. A question.
You wanted to come another couple of times and they didn't let you?
No, I'm always happy to come. Thank you very much.
Should we send invitations?
Okay, my question, we meet many guests and family and friends and uncles, and they always ask about religion. And I once heard you say that a Kabbalist behaves in corporeality just as a replication from spirituality. You told about how Rabash used to behave in Passover. Can we learn from that from Adam Rishon, the first Adam, when he discovered this method, he had these holidays, festivals?
In corporeality?
Yes.
In corporeality, no. In corporeality, there wasn't until Abraham. From Abraham and so forth, it started. Not before, because the 20 generations from Adam until Abraham, there was an ovyut, in the level of root or aleph, first level of Aviut, and there it doesn't have anything to do with it. Only Abraham started this, and this is why in the group which he started, these things already started taking place. And this is why it's written that our forefathers, they upheld all of the Torah. Because our laws, which afterwards also happened throughout history, and the process they went through, they already exist in spirituality, and whoever attains them already attains them in their root. And it's not the question of time that, let's say, the first temple and the second temple and the destruction of the temple and the exiles and the exoduses, it was all known beforehand. If we take the prophets, and the prophets write about it even before it happened. But they said that soon it will be this way, and afterwards that way, and afterwards again this way, and that way, and so forth. Because these things, like we study from the Talmud of the 10 Sefirot, from Tess, we even studied it this morning, how the lights descend through the Partsufim of Atzilut, and how they come to Malchut of Atzilut, and the illumination of the lights through the Harpin of Atzilut to Malchut Atzilut, it defines all of the states of Malchut, and also in Malchut, whatever happens, it also comes to play in the souls, in us, in our world, in the end of the day, in the end of the process. And this is why when we study all of these things, there isn't any earlier and later there. We are studying all the states, and afterwards they are opened, they are revealed in our world according to the process of time. So we know what's going to happen. And those that there were in the times of Abraham, they didn't know that the first temple will happen and the second temple will happen. The exiles, of course they knew. Everything started from the question of Abraham. How will I know that I will inherit? How will we come to end of correction, to Gemar Tikkun? Everything is opens up to a person. Any more questions? Yes, please.
Hello, everyone. My name is Galia.
Speak inside the microphone. Close.
Hi, I'm Galia. Closer. From the campus. I'm Galia from the Natsrat Ilit campus. I have a question about the connection. It's as if I understand that whoever wants to connect me in the groups, that's all right. It will happen, ultimately.
It won't happen in the end of the day, Galia. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen of itself ever.
No.
We will have blows, and they will force us to connect if we won't connect before these blows of our own accord through our efforts.
Yes. Okay, so that's about the people who are with me in the group. I presume that they're doing the efforts and they want to. But what happens when I'm coming outside and I meet people that I have to connect to them, and these people, they are truly blocked, they're very close to me, and I would really want to connect them. Is there a chance at all to connect to a person who doesn't want to connect to me at all? Thank you.
That's a good question. It's a question. We're going out now in all kinds of forms of dissemination. I am of the opinion that all of the forms of dissemination which we take part of in the newspapers, in the internet, in all the places we go to, in the end, until we reach a connection with a person for a couple of minutes and speak with him, for the good of connection, about the good of connection, nothing really will come out of it. When we start to connect to a person face to face in a circle and to talk about a couple of questions which have to do with our future through connection, he gets something from us. He doesn't know what, but already we came into contact with him. We got into him. Now he's tied to us. Whatever we have, it's going to work through him too. We place within him our spiritual potential. And this is why it's very important for us, these thousands of circles that we strive to do in every corner of the country. Also, our friends all over the world are striving to do this. But in the end, we're talking mostly about here in the land of Israel. This is the most important place. I think that through doing these actions, there are many more actions in the internet and in everything that we do. But we're talking mostly about the dissemination in circles, in our round tables. Even these people who don't want to connect and don't think about it and don't come, and it's as if they disrespect it, they will feel through others that this thing is real. There's something in it. And this is why once, twice, you won't want to come, but in the end you'll come of his own accord. I'm telling you, this is how it's going to happen. The upper light will do its work. When I, a couple of years ago, talked about the wisdom of Kabbalah, who wanted to listen? Who wanted to hear about it? Everybody was scared. They were even scared from it. Today, it's already a different story. And you shouldn't despair. We can't despair. We're in such a sensitive point in our history. It's God forbid if we won't do what is on our shoulders, we will cause the evil forces to turn the world again towards the same goal, but already not with the sweetening of the lights, but in the path of suffering. Please. That's it? Everybody know, everybody are calm. Nobody needs anything. Yeah? Who? Okay. Please, who's there? What lady's there? Are you shy or you don't want to ask?
Good evening. Happy holiday, everyone.
Where is the nice lady from?
Merav from Be'er Sheva Group. What I wanted to ask was about the recognition of evil.
Yes.
We understand that there's none else besides him, etc. And Rav teaches us that these are depictions we get. But nevertheless, in my neighborhood, I find a wounded animal, and if I don't take care of it, it will die. Or maybe I see an unpleasant picture that evokes different kinds of states in me. So I understand that I need not correct corruptions that come from the Creator, but nevertheless, how do I treat and behave with these corruptions that are revealed in me?
We need to, in our world, to relate to each other, to inanimate vegetative animal, and to people as well in a human way, in a humanitarian way. As much as possible, we need to help them, but up until a certain extent, which is acceptable in human society. That's it, because there are people who think, no, now for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I will work in hospitals and all kinds of places, I'll help everyone. No. That's really what you shouldn't correct, what the Creator corrupts. The Creator corrupts these corruptions so that we'll have the ability, the opportunity to connect amongst ourselves. That's true, that's the way it is, but not any more than that. But all of our real work is only how will we in our world do as many circles as possible through which the light which reforms, the surrounding light, will come in a greater proximity to all men and women.
The question is, how should I relate to these pictures? I gave the example of an animal, but there may be many other things.
Yeah, then as much as you want to, the extent to which you're able to, you need to help these things. Call the police, call the hospital, the veterinarians, I don't know, whoever is responsible, but that's it, in that fashion. Not any more than that, though. The way it's acceptable in our world, on a human level. A human level, between people.
Isn't there any other importance?
It has nothing to do with our spiritual discernments. I already answered you. We need to make sure mostly to bring the light which reforms. We are a conductor, like Bala Sulam writes in the article of Arvut. We must be the passageway, the conductor of the upper light to all people and humans in this world. First of all, to the people of Israel, and afterwards to all others.
Hello, Rav. Dearly beloved on all of us. My name is Tamar. My name is Tamar. I'm from Jerusalem. I went through the campus. I learned a little bit. And it is written there is none else besides Him. My question is, are we the Creator? Because there's none else besides Him. Everything is divinity. So are we divinity?
We are included in there is none else besides Him. Only now we are under the concealment, under the influence of the concealment, and it seems as if we exist of ourselves alone, and the Creator doesn't exist at all. This upper force in which we exist, it's like a field, it's like a force field, a attribute. The Creator doesn't have any form. So we are within it, but in the concealed form. All of our work is to get rid of this concealment and discover that we are an inseparable part of this force. And then we reveal this reality that there is none else besides Him.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Any more?
Hello. Good evening, Rav. My name is Tamar. I'm from the Zichron group. I'd like to ask you about love thy friend as yourself.
Yes.
I sat with people in circles, and people outside, when they hear this verse, they say that, okay, when a person starts loving himself, then he can love others. In the meantime, I have to love myself, be whole with myself. And people many times are not content with their own past. So only when I love myself, I can love others. And we know that on our path, we look at it the other way around. First, we love others, or we're in an environment.
You'll never be able to come to self-fulfillment. And what they're saying, it's nonsense. I have to come to a state where I provide to myself everything that I want, then it's called that I love myself. Afterwards, I'll be free for love of my neighbor. It's nonsense and it's a lie. It's a lie and it's not true. We never saw it happen in history, and there is nothing like this. There's no possibility for this to come to be. Rather, we, in general, we must work on love of others in whatever state there is. Humanity, our human development brought us to a state where our ego, our nature, shows us the extent to which we destroy ourselves. If now we won't activate the positive force against the negative force of the developing ego, then we will come to worldwide destruction. It's not true. Meaning, from the beginning, we already developed to a state where our ego now needs only correction. We see it in all the world, the general worldwide crisis in families, in man himself, between countries, everywhere.
This is basically the explanation we have to provide to the public, what you're saying now, to talk about it in the circles?
Yes, this man doesn't even know yet how much he's an egoist. It's enough for him already, for now. Only through advancing in this, through developing in this, he'll only bring himself more and more troubles. We don't see anybody in this world who is satisfied from what's happening to him. No. To go and to fill the ego of a man, it's an unending process, infinite process.
Thank you very much.
This is also what we study.
Hello, Rav. I have a question about connection. My name is Tzipi. I'm from the Young Petach Tikva group. My question about connection is, The connection is a spiritual place we should reach, and we do many efforts about it, intentions, actions, dissemination, etc. My question is, does connection obligate, is it mandatory to be a friend within the group?
Friend connections?
Friendship connections within the group. That's a question that was asked in the circle we were today.
I don't know what are friendly connections. I only know one thing. I must, in this life, in order to attain this goal of my life, I must provide myself and my family the necessity. And everything else, I must invest in drawing the light which reforms. This is what is called, without flour, there's no Torah. And without Torah, there's no flour. This is why I don't know about friendship or no friendship. I only know one thing. In my connection with my friends in the group, depends my spiritual future depends on this connection. Will I attain it or won't I? That's all. So what does it have to do with friendship or lack of friendship? They are for me parts of my soul. Now, do you want to connect with them as a friend? Connect with them as a friend. As more or less, it's your business. Only understand that the connection must be as parts of my soul.
Thank you very much.
Please. That's it? So let's go eat. Oh, immediately people raise their hands. Yes, please. Oh, you. Please, where are the microphones?
Hello, good evening. Happy holiday to the dear Rav. My name is Aida from the Haifa Group, the Young Haifa Group. I'd like to ask, what are the uppers as the lowers? What does that mean?
I don't know. We need to see the whole text around. Please. Onwards. Friends, pass the microphones, please. Don't hold on to them.
Hello. Hello, Rav. My name is Nurit from the Young Tel Aviv Group. I've been asked to say that there are about 200 friends of the young group.
Only from Tel Aviv?
No, not only from Tel Aviv yet. But I'd like to share with you and the friends something that I've been going through lately. I'm in a kind of loop that's showing me every day how my will to receive or ego takes me wherever it wants, and I'm only acting in the connection, because there was a time...
We're not demanding to do any more than that. Of course, we are under the machsom, and we need to do actions as if we're connecting, as if we love each other, as if everything is pretend. From all of these pretend actions, it's enough for us to draw the light which reforms. It's enough for us.
So I was in a descent.
It's sufficient, because it works on me as a light, as a surrounding light, and according to its nature, it can be enclosed in us and start to correct us.
But I was in a descent, and under the feeling that maybe it's too much for me, this whole story. And the ego told me, yeah, cool, you're in a descent, don't worry, the friends will lift you, everything's fine. Later on, I woke up and I saw, look, it's great, we're connecting. So whatever I'm doing, it tells me everything's okay. But I should know already that's not leading me to connection. So I'm totally in the air here. I'm in a total misunderstanding. Am I continuing to play with it?
I understand all of your conversations with your ego. You can write whole novels about it. But bottom line, you need to deal in connection. You need to deal only in connection. And even though you have nothing in your head and your heart is empty and everything is not even empty, it's disgusting, but you must deal in this. You must work with this. And this is how you draw the light which reforms. And the more that you are against in your heart or mind, the more you are against all of this, and despite your rejection of this, you still act toward unity. This is more beneficial. This is preferential. That's it. So all of your stories about how you feel and what he tells you and you don't and this and that, it isn't really helpful. The only thing that's helpful is simple. Are you in a circle? Are you connecting to everyone? Everything's okay? Very well.
Got it. Thank you very much.
There's somebody beside you.
Hello, Rav. I'm honored to be here every Saturday, thank God, and it gives me a lot of powers. I wasn't here last Saturday and I almost killed someone.
What did you do at home?
There's a lot of sadness here in Israel and all over the world. There's a lot of solitude.
Yes.
There's a wonderful network, internet and Facebook, but it's simply that there are many men and people around the world who are alone, especially in Israel. There's a lot of youth. They call themselves youth, but they're only almost 40 years old, and they're alone. So where are we going? Where are we headed?
I don't know. I'm not 40 anymore. And I don't have a Facebook account. I only heard that there's something like this. Really, I never was inside this Facebook. They never showed me. But possibly I have one. Somebody's managing this. Somebody's managing my account. You know who manages it? I don't know. So what can I tell you? Our world is really, it's miserable. And people feel very lonely. This is what causes terrorism and this marijuana and pot and even worse things and all of these antidepressants. Of course, everything is a result of loneliness, of a lack of fulfillment, because we already reached a state. 100 years ago, it wasn't this way. Even 50, 60 years ago, it wasn't this way. What? People couldn't grow pot or opium or whatever before? It started 30 years ago, 40 years max. That's it. It didn't exist because there wasn't a need for it. There wasn't a need for it. People weren't that despaired from life. Until 40, you're saying people remain alone and they're all alone. They have no... Everybody's alone or at home or in the car or in the train. Everybody are alone. Everybody are only within their phones, within their mobile phones. Right, that's for now, but soon it's going to end. Very soon this desire to call and all the time to say, ha, ooh, wee, ah. It's going to end. And what will happen then? Do you know what world that will be? People will take knives and start to slit each other's throats. I'm telling you seriously, out of despair. Where am I? There's nobody hears me, nobody tells me anything. People will go crazy from the lack of communication, because this world is built in order to push us to the upper world. And we will need to work. And we need already to work now with them and explain to them that all of this has been done by the Creator on purpose, and He is doing and He will do, so that we will understand where is the real communication. Communication between people, there will be food, there will be everything, nothing will lack, other than the connection between people, that nobody will also know how to attain it. I can't get married. Get married. I can't. I have no interest in it. Make kids. What kids? I don't feel that I lack this. Nothing is lacking. 90% of people will sit without work, will receive a good unemployment payment. They will have everything. What will they do? They'll go crazy. They will start to kill each other. That's what will happen. This is why we must understand what time we live in and what we must do.
Circles, circles, circles.
Circles, circles, circles. Hi. Please.
May I? Hello, I'm very excited. You have a Facebook. I wrote over there that I love you very much.
You see? Maybe I should look at my Facebook.
Anyway,
yes.
Up until a few years ago, I had many friends. I was invited to many places. And then suddenly, everybody's gone. I was friendless. I became friendless. Saturday, I'm with the family. No one is inviting me. No, anywhere.
You went back to your mom, in short.
Yeah, the sister and the family do, but all the rest are gone. And I used to be so friendly with many friends around me. Then I started looking for friends, and I came to Bnei Baruch.
It's a phenomenon. It's really a real phenomenon?
Yes. And I don't understand. I always was searching for spirituality, and I connected to Kabbalah. And I see friends who are not here at all, and they're surrounded with friends. They're being invited everywhere, and only we are detached.
Those that deal with Kabbalah?
Yes.
Yes, that's true. It's obvious.
Now, it's as if there's a despair.
Try to enter other circles, you'll see that you have no interest in what's going on there.
That's true.
So what you're going to do? Make your circles, your group, make something nice and pleasant for you that you'll have it there, and for other women, for men. Why can't you organize it this way that it'll be good? Do you lack going to all sorts of actions? You need to make it a bit more alive.
I know. Both the matter of the family and the children, everything is, there's no control. There's no control over the friends, the children, everything. Since I'm in the Kabbalah in the past year, I'm scorned, people are fighting me with me in the family, at work, everything. They tell me, go sit in a circle. Really?
First of all, don't despair. I also suffered. I had parents and relatives until they left. This country was very hard for me with them. I had to go and visit them and do all kinds of actions. And yes. What can I say? That was 40 years ago. First of all, we recommend not to do any dissemination actions in the places where we work and also in the place where we live. These and those are called relatives. Relatives in work or in the family, don't do any actions there. That's it. If you have a certain connection with people, you need to be very careful to put in this connection, a spiritual connection. Usually it destroys each other. This is why what you already did, maybe you should keep it in until they forget about it. In the end, they will come to you of their own accord. That's what I can say. But other than that, you really should seek in our society an answer to all lacks, also to go to parks, to do the holidays and evenings together. Here it's a big and heavy group. Do it a bit more flexible, a bit more heartfelt, heartwarming. In short, make an effort. Otherwise, it's impossible. In the end of the day, we need to come to a state where we give an example to everyone. We will need to give an example to everyone how our correct groups, the future humanity, how it must connect, in what connections, the future humanity must be. So let's strive to do this. It's not simple. We are the pioneers, and it's not really written about anything. There isn't really any written material about all of these issues. And in many, many cases, we make history. And of ourselves, we scrape up this process of our own accord, and we write formulas so our followers will come and it will be easier for them, it will be more clear to them, it will be written, there will be something written, something that they will have guides that have already went through this process. It will be a bit different. It will be different, but for now, we need to also be proud. We're doing pioneer work. It's difficult doing pioneer's work. Do you have a microphone? No.
Excuse me?
There's also a girl. No, that's it. In the meanwhile, give it over there.
Hello, dear Rav. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I wanted to raise a conscience about something that an opportunity the Creator gave the Be'er Sheva group. We went to disseminate out in a prison house. We made workshops and circles about the wisdom of Kabbalah and Passover. It was felt, in the beginning it was pretty scary, they told us to disseminate in the prison, but after preparing to it, and we saw that just as you said, it's one person, we got out over there as one person, one heart, and there's another opening, another great spark, that people are in prison, in a closed place, and they're bitter about the time they have left, and other than eating themselves, it doesn't seem that they have anything to do. And suddenly, when they were sitting in the workshop in the circle, when it was time to leave, one of them stood up and said, no, wait up, you're not going to leave, thank you very much, I'm so filled with longing, and all the words are coming up, and I don't know how to express it. So thank you for coming and doing all that. It's something that it's not taken for granted, and this whole thing that was suddenly exposed to them. And most of them were minorities, and it was really strengthened everyone. And we did it in 4 different classes at the same time, about 80 people. So great l'chaim to the Creator that brought us this chance.
Good job. It's a very unique place where we can do a lot of work. I even get money from the managers of prisons in America. I have checks. They send $3, $5, I don't know why. It's customary there, I guess, for every person. I don't know why. But they send. I have it in my archive. I keep it. I don't go to cash these checks. $3, $2.75. Where is it from? But it's from our friends. It's from the work of our friends in America, which work there in the prisons. It's really, and there were already people who received treatment from us while they were incarcerated, and they were freed from the prisons, and I already see them in our congresses. So it's really a very unique place. The people there understand. And really, according to the Torah, there isn't such a thing as the prison. We see also that it doesn't help. But in the meanwhile, we have an opportunity to work with them, and it's an opportunity we should use. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Rav, and good evening to all of Nebuchadnezzar. I have a question about an example. We should set an example for the 99%, and for that we have to learn a lot from the lessons and also from the example of...
Well. In what should we be an example? You don't need to be an example in all of the successful things in the world, in studies, in universities, in the family life, in our work. We need to be an example that we know how to draw the light which reforms.
Yeah, true. I mean the connection.
Not in more human successes.
Yeah. Last Sunday we had an amazing example in the Haifa group, and it was great luck that we went. A few friends from the Afula group, and we participated in a kind of very special kind of dissemination that we didn't work as the ushers. We didn't call the 99% to join the circles. We were playing ourselves in the circles, and we passed on our joy to them, our connection. And in my opinion, it's a new kind and an amazing kind of a dissemination.
Did you film this? Yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so pass it us so we can see it. It's something unique.
Yes, and in my opinion, this is a great example. And it's only that we argued later in the group, why did I go over there and why didn't I go to Tveria, to where my other friends went? So when I heard lately that you said, go as much as you can to the Haifa group, because that's the example in dissemination. I wanted, if you could say now in front of everyone,
everybody go to the Haifa group. Well, come on.
Thank you very much.
Please. No more questions.
Yes, yes. Over here.
There, the lady is already standing.
Hello, my name is Ronit from the Nahariya group. The Creator, at some point, very early, he tells Abraham everything that's about to happen. And in some way, Abraham accepts it. He doesn't even think about it. The prophets explain and warn about the dire state.
I can't speak in that level. It's nonsense to talk about things like that. As if we know about Abraham and the prophets and how they argue and so forth. I don't want to talk about it. Do you have a question? Ask your question.
Yes, I have a question.
Without relating to that. And relate to that. Because everything you said until now was absolute nonsense. Sorry.
Okay, so now we're in the state of everything. It's a new state that everything is allowed. Meaning a new state, and this is the reason that Kabbalah is revealed for us to work and to change things.
Yeah? Yes? Is that a question?
Yes?
The answer is yes. Very good. Yes, please. Give it there to the lady. Give her a microphone quick.
Hello. Rav, hello everyone. My name is Irana from the Modi'in group. It's been a while already that I've been walking around with a question, a dilemma. We know that a habit becomes a second nature. And we also know that the habit takes the taste out of things. So I've been thinking about it and walking around, thinking about it in the work, in the group and connection. How do I reach one without the other, without taking the air out of the sails? How to take this change that the habit will become a second nature without it taking the taste out of it?
It will never happen. It will never happen because everything rolls over the evil inclination. And evil inclination grows all the time, thanks God, and we have to grow above it. So the second nature will happen, but we all the time have to raise our second nature above the first evil inclination. It is written, I created the evil inclination, and above of this, we have to build all the time more and more the good inclination. Hello, Rav. It's so pleasant to me today. Even the men are sitting silent today. Very good.
Okay, happy holiday. I'd like to go back to the text, please. There was a question over there. Did you expect salvation? Later on, it was, I think it was the salvation of the Creator as a blink of the eye. So my question is, what is the salvation we're expecting or we're supposed to expect? Is that a tool for us to work with? Maybe it's the will to receive?
Salvation comes to us as a force, we call it light, as a force of bestowal, which is revealed in us, fills us, and in this force we can connect with our friends, with the parts of my soul I connect in essence, because I'm only a dot, I'm only a point. I need to connect all of the parts of my soul as much as possible, at least in a circle, at least 10 people. When I connect with them, they become, from 10, they become one. This one is already equal to the light. Its value, the one value of myself is equal to the one value of the light. And then I start to feel, this is called the revelation of the Creator. So did you expect salvation? It's called every time. This is what it means, the salvation of the Creator in the blink of the eye. I strive all the time to work on this connection, and I expect the light to complete the work for me, where the light affects and works in us, and then in the connection between us, I reveal the upper light, the Creator, the Bore, our mutual Kli, our mutual vessel is our Kli, and the light which is revealed there is the Kli, is the Creator. Come and see, Bore. This is how I reveal it. And every time I do this, I am in an expectation. This is what it's called, did you expect salvation?
Thank you.
And did you deal with Torah? It means that every time I draw the light which he forms, Torah is the light which he forms. A person is asked when he comes, when he arrives, the true sentencing, did you deal in the Torah? Did you expect salvation? This is what it's called. It is said, I created the evil inclination, I created the Torah as a spice. Did you deal with this? Did you work on this Torah? And this was this life which you formed. Did you expect it to correct you, to give you salvation? This is all our work. So if you're asked about this, you'll have an answer. Yes, please.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to tell you about a very special thing happening in Jerusalem. A few months ago, people from all over the place came to David Yalin College. It's a very special place, and we did circles over there to tens of classes, and they were so impressed. And it was all thanks to a friend of ours who's studying there, Nir Kagan. And they were so impressed. The head of the academic department there invited us to lecture on and have an academic course for students. And we've already taught them 5 lessons already as lecturers. And everyone, all the teachers are from the Jerusalem group, truly teachers in an academic place. They're having assignments and a test in the end. And they're amazed by the wisdom of the circle and the Arvut College. And it's a wonderful thing. And we hear very special things from them, from the students, and I hope to end it successfully and to continue this line of qualifying the teachers.
Good luck.
Very good.
This is an example that we mustn't sit in our group and only be fulfilled with doing the circles like we do in some beach or some mall or some promenade, but we must enter all sorts of places which are possible. Yes. Some lady there wants to pass. Yes, please. Stop. Start speaking.
One, two.
Okay, our people, we see that it connects greatly when there are very difficult states, wars.
It's not called that it's connecting, it's called that it's hiding.
And also when there's mourning in the family, so the family is connecting.
That's also hiding and not connecting. Connecting is called that I want for the good of my fellow man. And this is not connecting, what you're telling us about, much to our chagrin.
So maybe I have no continuation to the question, because my question was, how do we create a situation that they'll want to connect when they're feeling good? Also in the circles, when we provide a good feeling, we're creating a situation when they're feeling better. So, you know, people who fix the punctures, they used to throw nails on the floor. So maybe...
No, we don't throw... We don't request for troubles for the nation so that they will connect. That's the Creator's job. We need only to wish them good. For our love for them, we can't even, we mustn't even think about any harm coming to them. When they receive harm from above, then we can come and show them how to do circles. God forbid. I wish them good, even corporeal good. We'll wait. That the Creator will bring them to us in a good fashion.
Is there a way to cause them to want the connection in a good way?
Yes, yes. I am certain. This thing is viral. If we will succeed to do during the summer, in all kinds of places, in our exits, in our expeditions, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 circles, I don't know how much. It will, through these circles, the light will spread in all of the rest of the people. Even if they were only once with us and they forgot about it, we already connected to them. Even if in these circles there were people and afterwards they're talking with somebody. They're not even talking about the circles themselves, but they're in contact with all kinds of other people. They already passed it. The light spreads. We need only to open this. This is what it's called, to be light to the nations. They don't understand what they do. They don't know about this. But a little bit of contact with us, and already we already see for a couple of years how much, if we start to speak, talk, in a certain special way here, a month later, other people start talking about this, that they're not even connected to us. Even in the newspapers, in the media, we see a change of speech style. And this is the way it happens. We are in a very strong... We affect this nation very, very strongly. What we plan now to do during the summer, you'll see that towards Rosh Hashanah, Israel will look different. It's really that way. Let the light work. No action of ours other than the bestowal of the light which reforms through us will not help. There is no other force that can help in the world. I talked about this in the radio as well, didn't I? It was yesterday in the lesson. The last lesson yesterday, yes? In the morning lesson. I request, don't forget, the action of these connections is the most important action there is. Kabbalah is a practical method. And this is what remains for us to do. There's nothing other than this. Avraham did the same thing. Kabbalists all through the generations did this. The group of the Zohar sat in the same fashion and worked in the same circle and studied in the same way. Rabash taught us the same thing. And you see from all the sources, what am I telling you, something of my own accord? So just go out in circles and as much as possible speak to people, but talk to people, not empty speech and no arguments and no nothing. Sit them down in circles do some sort of workshop with them so they will feel, wow, there's a new force here, a new feeling, something that connects, something that's warm, something that cancels the distance between us. The conflict between us disappears so that they will feel it. That's it. You don't have to explain anything. Only this. Let them come to this to feel this. And afterwards, they only one thing. Through this feeling, through this force, which we can extract from the connection, we can correct the whole world. At least all of our nation. It's in our hands, in our ability, within our reach to do this.
Good Please. Evening, and happy holiday to the amazing Cleos here. I learned healing and subconsciousness. So my question is, when I go to the group, I love to imagine, as I've learned, a beam of light, a ray of light coming out of my heart and connecting.
No, I don't even want to hear anymore. I also studied many wisdoms, and I tell you that we mustn't connect the wisdom of Kabbalah with anything else, because they are all based on ego. And we want to go above the ego. Even though they seem very similar, but no. Period.
So only one last word. The intention is to use imagination.
No, I told you again. No, these are men. Of course I'm not going to let them mask. No, they can ask. And these two are very cheeky people from Zichron. Please, ma'am. Yes. Please.
Hello, Rav. Happy holiday, everyone. My name is Esther from Afula.
There, you see? So what are you telling me to ask them? Women, they have no opportunity.
I wanted to say that we were in Tveria for 2 days and it was an amazing dissemination. And we saw different kinds of people, and people also accepted it in a nice way and also not in such a nice way, but there was something disturbing all the time. I saw religious people and I saw how many children they have, and that was my disturbance. Where is the equalness when he gives 10 kids to some people and other people don't have any children?
I used to live for 10 years in Rehovot, in a religious area. Afterwards, I used to live for 20 years in Bnei Brak, in the center of Bnei Brak, in the Rabbi Akiva Street. And I used to receive audience every day from Bnei Brak, from Jerusalem. I know them very well. They know me. Well, maybe there's a new generation by now. They forgot. In my time, until the 90s, there wasn't a person in Bnei Brak that didn't know me. Both because I was all the time with Rabash, and also because I used to receive patients in my house. My house was above the center of Shas of Badani, used to be my neighbor. I was very much included in that crowd. I don't understand from my knowledge of them, from my familiarity with them, I tell you, in all of our forms of dissemination, we don't touch this audience, this crowd. They have people taking care of them, they have great people, rabbis, managers, to kids, to women, to men. It's as if they're invisible to us, and that's it. We don't see them. And I don't understand what bothers you about them. They live their life. Leave them alone. It's not the first time we're talking about it, that we take care only of the secular crowd. The religious crowd passes by us, and that's it. What, they have more people or more kids, less kids? It's not our business. May they be blessed. Make a calculation about this. I don't understand this sudden egotistic fashion that grows here. Start now like our mothers. Who has more kids, yeah? But what?
No, I wasn't asking about discriminating between them, but I was asking about they treat their children as if, I don't know.
What do you care? What do you care how they treat their kids? It's also something I don't understand. You have work in circles. You need to gather people which are worthy of it, bring them to the circle and work with them. If you see a religious person, you say, no, it's not for you.
So that's the question, how to work with this disturbance?
What disturbance? It's not a disturbance. I organize circles. These are circles for secular people.
Thank
you. That's it. Again, I want to be precise here. It's not that it's not that I'm against them, but it's very possible that it'll be a disturbance for the whole circle. We start to talk about his perception of reality, about how it's written in the Torah and how he sees everything differently. Why do you have to enter all of this? It's better to say, tell people this is for secular people. That's it. We talk with them about love of Israel. That's it. Other than that, he sees there that there are both men and women sitting together. Also, he passes by it. I'm against working with them. I have a lot of justifications for this. Let's say this that way. Are we supposed to... Where is the... The food is getting colder. Is it a problem? No. Please. A microphone. Run after the microphone and you'll get the opportunity to ask. Stand up.
Hello, everyone. I have a question. All the time we speak about everything coming from there's none else besides him, and everything outside of me is basically my internal states. And everything you disqualify, you cancel, you do it with your own flaws. So can I, when I see evil outside of me, so I do the scrutiny inside.
When you see something bad in your fellow man, you relate it to yourself.
True. And this is something I know how to do in my mind, but in my heart, how do I relate to a state that from others I receive evil things?
The light will come and correct your heart.
Okay, but my question is, when someone is coming and does something bad to me, it's not that I'm discerning his character and I'm telling him, I'm saying, it's me, I'm corrupted, not him. But that's not the question. When someone comes with, starts cursing me at work, unpleasant things, so what's my scrutiny? Okay, so I'm saying that's the Creator, he's good, that does good. So okay, there's nothing bad. But that's good in my mind, but in my heart, I can't connect to it. In my heart, I want to kill him in a second.
Well, and what do you want me to tell you to kill him? You want me to tell you to kill him? There's no correction other than the light. There is no correction other than the light. There are two forces, the evil force and the good force. You want the good force to come and correct? Do actions accordingly. You don't do these actions, and then the evil will be revealed until it will force you to do actions towards the good.
So I don't understand, what actions can I take when people are coming in an aggressive way? And
you need to do such relationships within the group that the group, even though in a distance, when you are in the work, at home, with the kids, in the line, waiting for somewhere in the road, where the group will all the time guard you, that you will feel yourself that you are under the influence of the light which reforms, that it holds you. And then whoever will want to come and harm you, you won't be able to do it. and he even won't do it, even though he had this intention. And even if you'll do it, you'll feel to what extent it doesn't touch you. You'll be wrapped and closed with this force of connection, with this force of light. The group that gives a person the force of Arvut, he feels himself as if he is wrapped in this shell, in this protective shell, in this wonderful force. It doesn't touch them, and people will feel it in you, and they won't come to destroy. There'll be people that the Creator will organize them on purpose, but this is so that you'll feel where you are, how much you react to it in a proper way.
Thank you.
Well, I guess it's the last question. Yes, ma'am. Well, is there a microphone or somebody else who has a microphone besides him? Just not from Petah Tikva. No, you already asked.
Can you hear me at all?
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, I'm very happy that we're all here in such a nice and heartwarming atmosphere, and we feel the connection. And I'd like to thank the Creator for choosing us. We've been granted in doing this whole work with all the challenges, but it's a great privilege. And if we may, Honorable Rav, one word about Israel in the world today. Where are we? What about us?
We are in a state, as you know. We are in a bad state. Even though the world has many troubles of its own all over the world, yet they don't forget about us. And this is because we are not fulfilling our destiny, our job. It's written in the Zohar, and we studied it in the end of the preface to the book of Zohar, where it is written that all of the troubles and riots which are revealed in the world, no trouble comes to the world other than for the fault of the people of Israel, for Israel. Because of Israel and for Israel. For Israel so that we will correct. Because of Israel, because we did not succeed in correcting it beforehand. This is why we must understand that if anti-Semitism is on the rise, if the assault upon us rises in numbers all over the world, we see that it is this way. It means that we haven't yet come to a state where we somehow correct this, at least halt it in some fashion. And this is why we must take this into account. On the other hand, we have a great success in dissemination and in explanation. Not yet so much, but we start this process in all places in the world, especially in the Russian groups, in Italy, in North America. Except Israel. And obviously we need to invest in it as much as possible because our future depends on this. We shall strive to do this, even though you see that finally it is revealed how many haters we have, including presidents, including certain renowned presidents and many, many more people, which are apparently, according to their path, the Creator wants to reveal the light through them, that when we don't process the light in the correct fashion, it becomes darkness. Energy is revealed every time, and this huge machine, this great machine which is called the general soul, this general energy, if we don't process it into connection between us, it becomes disunity amongst us and hatred towards us because we caused this. And then as a result that this good light, this path of Torah, we turn it of our own accord into the path of suffering. And we are today standing before the Memorial Day for the Holocaust. And it's an example. It's an example to how 100 years ago, for example, in the 20s, let's say, Baal HaSulam so much wanted for all the Jews in Europe to come to the people, to the nation of Israel, and it was possible to do. But they threw him instead, and they boycotted him. And he was a very big religious figure in Poland. He was a very important person. All those people who were under his responsibility, they all burned. So we must understand that it's all up to us. It's all within our hands, within our reach. And this is why we must today see that our future and the future of our children will be promised, and it's all within our hands. It's all up to us. And this is why we should be happy today that we have a weapon, how to turn that light which comes from above, how to turn it instead of darkness into light. It's within our reach. It's something we are able to do. And together we'll do it. Let us succeed.